Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Pott. It is 7:06 in the morning on August the 29th. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And, of course, Bad Bob's here.
And good morning.
And good morning to you, Bad Bob. You're looking spiffy.
Spiffy, yes.
Spiffy. And Just Bob looks really spiffy today, too. Good looking. You look great out there, Just Bob. And, of course, Trish Clark is with me because it's Thursday. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, North State. And the weather this morning, I'm just going to rip right into that, is mostly sunny with a high near 91 today. Calm wind becoming 5 to 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. I like no wind. Mostly clear with a low around 65. On Friday, it's going to be a sunny, a high near 95. Reasonable weekend coming up with a high on Saturday of 95, on Sunday of 93. And on Monday, Labor Day, mostly sunny with a high about 89. Weather's brought to us, as usual, by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. And tonight?
Pizza night.
Pizza night. You really like that, dude.
I do.
Well, you know what? The pizza are great up there. They are.
And, you know, they have other things on Thursday night as well. But they do have those New York style pizzas, and they're wonderful.
I was up there a few weeks ago, and the pizza was just outstanding. And, you know, as it was. Plus the rest of the food. 474-5546, especially if you want a pizza tonight, because a lot of times they only make like 50 of them, I think. Uh-huh. And they pretty much sell those out. Hey, let's go to speaking of selling a great product and that everybody likes, here's Susan Eastman from our Wells Fargo Advisors with our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the green following a positive GDP number of 2.5%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 19 points at 14,844. The S&P 500 is positive 3 points at 1638. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 20 points at 3614. The three most actively traded stocks on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up a nickel at $14.15. Verizon up $1.33, trading at $47.89. Ford positive 35 cents at $16.37. Taking a look at local stocks of interest, PepsiCo down 6 pennies at $79.31. Pacific Gas and Electric down 23 cents, trading at $41.52. AT&T up 24 cents at $33.83. Treasuries are lower this morning. The 10-year Treasury note is price yield 2.83%. For commodities, gold is down $12 an ounce at $14.06. Silver positive 39 cents at $24. Crude oil down 75 cents, trading at $109 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan. Are you still there?
Oh, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. How you feeling today?
Good. Sometimes my tongue gets all twisted up in that retainer.
Susan, who is one of our good buddies here, is also a dedicated softball player and took a shot to the mouth the other day. Mm-hmm. And, I'm not talking about like a bruised lip here. We're talking teeth. So.
And stitches in the lower lip.
And stitches. You know what? You sound great. So anyway, I hope everything's going well for you.
It's better. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You bet, Susan. Thanks a lot. Hello. Hello. Right hand, left hand. You know, I couldn't do that. You know, I've worked boards before. I've had, I've done just outstanding jobs, but there's every so often that right hand, left hand thing for me is I'll be moving the wrong ones. And then I'll be looking at the person at the microphone who's looking at me. And I'm going, what? Anyway, Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo Advisors, Monday through Friday, 7, 10, 8, 10, and 9.05, right here on KCNR. Give them a call, 530-243-7561. They, you know what? They go the extra mile for you to get the right answers for, with on Wall Street. And with everything that's going on Wall Street, you need to have somebody that knows what they're doing. Market, our Wells Fargo Advisors in their Market Minute. We're going to take a quick break. We've got a lot of things we're going to talk about today. Patrick Jones is going to stop by. There seems to be some give and take going back here, in the Record Searchlight in the blogs with, Bruce Ross talking about, why Patrick Jones doesn't read, obviously, the staff reports. And then, Patrick Jones said, au contraire, I'd read every one of them. You haven't been reading them. So we thought we'd just kind of like take this up to another level and see, you know, if we've gotten all this worked out on this new REU building that's going to cost $10 million. We'll be right back. Right after these messages, Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Inselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott, it's Thursday. Linda's got On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. So Trish Clark's here with me. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. My friends down there, Joe and Shelley. Great place with Espresso Joe. Super great coffee. The baristas know so much. And it is a very good value. You're not going to be spending a house payment for your coffee each month. Also, they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town when you walk next door. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Great place there. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Trish, Welcome back. You've been gone for a while, been on your vacation. You have a good time?
I have had a wonderful time, man. And I want to talk a little bit about that later on because I went up to Yellowstone National Park. And, of course, they've got that big fire going on up there. And, well, in fact, let's talk about that right now. Because
it's hit. I mean, I've been burned out of Yellowstone. A couple of years ago, we went up on motorcycles, and they wouldn't let us in.
The fire is never going to go out in Yellowstone National Park.
Ever?
We spent 5 days. We went through all of the loops. We went through all of the areas, explored all of the streams with and without fishing rod. And there is so much live fuel on the ground over the many years. We have had fire after fire. We have disease. We have all these things. All of the logs are there. It's like log decks. And then the little bitty trees growing up underneath it.
They're like what?
Log decks. I mean, there are so many down dead logs. It's like a lumber yard.
So you're walking along because
they have
not allowed people to clear out the dead,
maintenance.
No maintenance, which is another reason that these fires burn so fast.
That's exactly right, because we get a little bit of a fire coming through, which they don't try to fight because it's in a national park. They only do it where it's endangering their facilities and or the public. The rest of it, they let burn. And the fire will go out a little bit. It'll die down when the snow hits it. It'll still be there in the spring. They'll never put the fire out there until they get somebody in there to do some maintenance.
But they don't let them because every time they try to do something like that, here comes another environmental lawsuit. And what they're trying to do is they can still save a lot of these trees and get these, you know, ones that just burnt. They're going to die. So let's log them out of there, but they won't let you do that.
They absolutely will not. They have not removed anything. I will tell you that this is a very simple solution, but the solution is this. You build a cogeneration plant right on the edge. You hire a contractor, go in there, and most of that wood is not even salvageable at this point. I think probably 90% of it they could just use to create enough energy for the whole state of Wyoming for several years, clean that out, and restore and manage our national property. And the federal government continually wants to take in more land. Let's put this in public domain. Let's put this for the people. And the bottom line is they're just ruining it, and they're just absolutely burning up our national parks.
Well, now you have Yosemite. I misspoke because I've been through Yellowstone before. You're right. It's absolutely beautiful. Yosemite, we could not get into Yosemite because of the fire that year when a propane tank blew up or something. But now this fire in Yosemite is heading for San Francisco.
There you go.
And they're fighting. I mean, this is...
They're fighting it because it's endangering the Hetch Hetchy water system for San Francisco and their energy supply. Otherwise, they'd be letting it burn too. You know, the sad part is that there are so many natural wonders in Yellowstone Park.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
But it was overshadowed by every road we were on. You look out there and all of that fuel. Those fires can never go out. And every time one starts, gonna go through, burn all the new trees. They all fall down. We leave it there. It's crime. It's criminal action.
It's hundreds of miles of compost heap.
It is. Mm. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen. And it just made me sad the whole time I was there. Beautiful, beautiful wonders to see. A lot of foreign people, all nationalities walking all these paths, and every place we went, the smoke so thick you could hardly breathe.
Really?
And this fuel base.
It's just getting bigger every year.
It'll never go out, in my estimation. It's been burning how many years now?
Oh, I didn't know that.
The fires. They keep talking about the big fire. Well, you go, you can still pick out that big fire. And every place you go, they're smoldering. This fire will go forever.
I don't understand if forestry experts and a lot of people that aren't rabid environmentalists say, look, the way you handle this is you clean out the forest, you take out the fuel, you use that you harvest out of that. And I'm not talking about dropping trees, live trees. You just clean out everything underneath it. Take the ones that are already dead, and just clean that out. So it becomes a park-like setting that allows the trees to grow.
Exactly.
But try to do that. I mean, it'll be like two people from Arizona who, because they can put in a lawsuit, which they do, which then stops everything. I believe when Sierra Pacific was on here that day, he said from the time you put in a permit, ask for a permit to cut, it's like 5 years by the time they work through all the mechanics of it and all the environmental impact statements, everything, because somebody that doesn't even live around here has never even seen the forest.
Well, and the problem, if you go through and you look at the explanations as to why this is happening, they want to blow it off on climate change, global warming. That's why we're having all these forest fires, is because we're having droughts and because the heat, it's getting warmer, and that's why we're having all of these fires. The reason we're having all these fires is because we got all this built-up timber, and we have not managed our public lands.
Interesting story this morning, I believe, on BBC, that climate scientists are rapidly coming up with an explanation for why temperatures have not, in fact, increased in the last 15 years. And they say it's due to an ocean thing, but it's going to get warmer. Trust us, it's going to get warmer. And they've been doom and gloom all the way.
Well, it's just a sad story.
It is when you see something like that could be prevented and should be. It's a national treasure, and it should be treated like that.
Absolutely.
All right. Got to take a break. My co-host, Trish Clark. And we're going to come back. We want to talk about Syria a little bit. And shout. We'll be right back after these messages.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As firearms instructors, we know what it's like to work weekends, so NFI is happy to announce our weeknight CCW classes with the same professional and experienced instruction that has become the standard in Northern California for basic and advanced CCW, firearm safety training, and private instruction. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for more information, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Your talk radio.
what you want to talk about. We try to get it out there first. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Hey, you know, these are sponsors that are with us. We do these live reads and these others you hear. They come in because they like what we're doing. They agree with what we're doing. They believe in community talk radio. So when you hear these, if you got a choice to make, head on down to one of these, one of our sponsors, and let them know that, hey, I'm coming to you because of KCNR 1460. Shasta Gas Propane, senior and veterans discounts, competitive prices, locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained and service oriented at Shasta Gas Propane. 530-365-3793. Okay, Trish has got an announcement to make.
I do. You know, most of you know that I'm still involved with the Frontier Senior Center down in Anderson, and there's so many wonderful activities going on for all of the seniors in the South County. We have a big project going on down there. We're replacing all of the vinyl floors in this facility, which we opened in 1996, and they're needed it very badly. So we have a fundraiser coming up, a prime rib dinner, live music and dance on September 14th. The Rotary is going to be fixing this prime rib dinner, and we're going to have a no-host bar starting at 6, dinner at 7, music by the Rough Cuts, big night for dance, good deal for $30, and I'd like everybody, all the seniors in South County who are all over Shasta County who dance on a regular basis down at that wonderful dance floor at the Frontier Senior Center, need to come down and join us and help pay for those floors.
Yeah, maybe looking for a hot date.
Well, there you go.
Hey, you know what? You never can tell. That could be
the night. I'll tell you what. They dance down there at least two nights and sometimes three or four nights a week. And so, you know, it's a good place for the seniors in Shasta County. So $30 a person, September 14th. I've got tickets. You can get tickets at the Senior Center and come join us. It's going to be a good time.
Okay. And let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning. You had comments on Forest. Hey, Jay, good morning. You have comments on Forest.
I do. Oh. Hey, as a kid, I lived in Hayfork, and I have seen firsthand how people have no idea what they're talking about can really hurt things. You were talking succinctly and wonderfully. I was cheering over here about how we just need to send the florists and how really what we're facing right now is merely a result of bad forestry practices over the last 40 years. But the other issue that's always driven me crazy is that stupid spotted owl issue. Because owls are swooping creatures. They swoop in on rodents. How is an owl supposed to swoop in on rodents when you don't give them a forest that's been thinned? There's no fields. Everything's just tons of foliage. No wonder the spotted owl isn't making it. They're putting it in an environment that they can't do it. It just kills me that people who read about a forest once are the ones who are making the choices about forests.
I know.
Good point. Really good point.
You know, and you talk about, you know, we had, you know, and it's Sierra Pacific, but you know, guess what? They're probably pretty expert at what they're doing.
Yes, they
are. You get a fire that goes through a forest and the trees are going to die. There's nothing they can do, but if they can cut them down and still use them and then get rid of all that, they can still use the wood out of it. And, you know, then you get into this, oh, well, you know, do we need this dead wood for some kind of weird, bird which they haven't proven. Anyway. Okay, Jay. Thank you.
Have a wonderful day I appreciate you letting me put in my 2 cents.
Well, Jay is our yellow cab driver of choice. Yellow Cab is our taxi company of choice. You can always count on Yellow Cab. One last, I wanted to say this. Major, and I hate to use that word, I think they stripped him of his rank. Nidal Hassan, the terrorist who killed the 13 soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, and wounded 39 others, has been sentenced to death. He was found guilty, of course, a few days ago. It took the 13-member jury just a few hours to come back with a sentence of death. It has to be unanimous and all 13 jurors who, by the way, they went all over the Army, literally, and flew in officers. You have to be equal rank or senior.
Does that mean he stops getting his paycheck now?
He stops getting his paycheck. And I don't know, they could probably even take the money he had and, that hundreds of thousands of dollars and probably forfeit that. He probably had to forfeit that money too. I'm sure that was part of the sentence. A dishonorable discharge, a break of rank to, you know, E1 and a death sentence. You can't get much better than that for a terrorist
who kills
his fellow soldiers. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and see Councilman Patrick Jones in here for round three of a who knows how many rounds this fight's going to go on. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
From the Fox Business Network, the U.S. economy grew faster in the second quarter than previously expected. The second reading on GDP was revised higher to an annual rate of 2.5%. That's up from 1.7% in the prior reading and tops the estimate for 2.2%. Meanwhile, 331,000 people filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. The estimate there was for 332. The prior week was revised higher by 1,000 to 337,000. The number suggests a strengthening in August job gains after a slight pullback in July. And Vodafone is confirming it's in talks with Verizon Communications to possibly sell its 45% stake in their joint venture, Verizon Wireless. A source tells the Wall Street Journal that Verizon is talking to banks about lining up billions of dollars in loans, as the purchase is expected to cost the company up to $130 billion if it happens. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created an event you have to see to believe. Now through Labor Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sell-Off at PerformanceBike.com. One-time special buys, inventory blowouts, end-of-season closeouts, find savings of 40, 50, up to 60% off. Plus, category after category of top-name gear reduced for this online event. And all bikes on sale, many at the lowest prices of the summer. It's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sell-Off at PerformanceBike.com. Now through Labor Day.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ah yes, this is the life. Sun, surf, sand, living on island time. It's good to take a break. Yeah, maybe someday, but right now, there's work to be done. And if you're a business owner, you know that presenting a professional appearance can make all the difference in the world. That goes double for your office. Usually it's the very first impression people get of your company. Join the dozens of North State businesses that have their commercial spaces professionally cleaned by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Since 1987, Maui Bob and his team have embraced the Aloha spirit, putting their clients first with an emphasis on customer satisfaction. And who knows, if your business is more successful because your offices reflect that attention to detail that professional office cleaning gives, maybe you will have more time for that island getaway. Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, on the web at MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Outside the wire, the fringe, the conspiracies, the possibilities. Stories you won't hear in the regular media. UFOs, Bigfoot, Lemurians, Planet X, geoengineering, things that are outside the mainstream and outside the wire. You never know what we'll talk about next. Find out Friday when Carl Bott goes Outside the Wire. Friday, 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Yeah. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, I'm here with Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Lincoln, Ford, Honda, and Nissan dealership. But you know what? It's a great example, again, of local businesses, of your neighbors making great deals for you. Any type of car, truck, or SUV you can think of, they've got them, and their service department is just outstanding. Head on down to 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. 555 Cypress Avenue, 223-2177. Redding Crown Motors, and you know what? Labor Day sales. What can I say? Labor Day sales. They've got it. It's on sale. You need to go down and get that new car, truck, SUV, or that one that's previously owned. Our guest today, drum roll. Okay, we have no drum roll.
We don't have a drum roll.
Redding City Councilman Patrick Jones.
Good morning, Carl. Thank you, Trish, for having me on this morning.
Well, you know, it started last week. Started last week when you came on and you had some strong statements. And then Barry Tippin from REU came on after that. And then in the middle of this, there were certain blogs and things written in the paper that also was questioning everything that's going on. And all this, of course, has to do with the purchase of the new REU building.
Correct. I mean, it's an $11 million purchase and acquisition for the Redding Electric Utility on Airport Road. And I will say, Carl, that at least the newspaper article yesterday did a pretty good job of getting at least my thoughts out to the public and then letting the public weigh in as to what they might
this
think.
This was Esposito? What's her name?
Yeah, Jenny, and she did a good job, and she goes
to the
council
article. Yeah, I read that article, and I thought it was a good article, too. And then I saw Barry Tippin's comments on it, where he said, well, I can understand this. We haven't, you know, I don't know where the other things came in, but do you read the reports that are given every month?
Every, unfortunately.
Which is
yes.
One of the things that was said, it is our job. Said by the blogger there that you obviously don't read the reports, because when he's reading them, he sees that there is a surplus. When you said, the big thing was you said it was a surprise to the city council that, that there's $9 million there.
Well, and it was a surprise. I do read my staff reports, and I think most council members do. It is our job, and I read every staff report I have for 7 years, and as long as I'm on council, I'll read those staff reports. It's why I moved the date for the staff reports out to the public from Fridays to Thursdays, so we have more time to read it. And I start reading them Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and then I meet with staff on Monday to go over those staff reports. So we put plenty of time in on the staff reports. And so the first blog that came out by Bruce Ross said, you know, maybe he didn't understand because he didn't read the staff report. And so I called up Bruce and yelled at him a little bit and chewed on his ear. And I said, Bruce, you're on to something, but you need to keep doing your homework. Keep looking at those staff reports month after month and take a look at those wholesale sale projections. And they're constantly 130-160% over projections month after month. And so there's some large numbers, and I've complained to that to city manager Kurt Starman for years, that these numbers are constantly way over staff's projections, and they're giving a misleading amount to council, and it makes it very confusing. Once Bruce saw that and saw that these amounts go back a long time, then he could see that it became very standard, and it's very hard for council to understand how much money is in the reserve over the minimum necessary to keep our bond ratings up. And that then Bruce did blog, and he agreed with, I believe. And so the reality here is that me and Bruce did agree on several key points. One of the key points was that we do need a new police facility, but it's being paid for on the backs of ratepayers. And I think that's fundamentally wrong. That is a general fund expenditure, not a ratepayer expenditure. And we haven't managed our general fund good enough to be able to afford a new police facility, and we should have. We have failed to manage our budget good enough, so now we're going to burden the ratepayers with a very much needed facility. It's just wrong. It's not their responsibility, and it's constantly being looked at like that, and that's why I referred to it as a slush fund, because this is a wrong expenditure, and me and Bruce did agree upon that. And so I think his first blog might have been a little bit premature, but his second blog kind of cleared it up a little bit, that if you read back and go back in time, you'll start seeing a trend. And it comes from the wholesale sales of electricity with REU. And there is a bigger picture there that needs to be identified. And that is something of major concern. The other issue that I have, and I think Bruce agreed with at the paper, was that we have a fairly new Reading Electric Utility Commission, and this $11 million expenditure was not ran past them. You know, and so here, and our city attorney says that it's not part of their preview, and again, I disagree with that as well. So we've got a lot of issues here. You know, when we spend $11 million of ratepayer money, and keep in mind there's some debt service on that, so it's really going to be larger than that amount of money. We need to really step back and take a look at this.
Okay, there was the $9 million that was a surprise. Was the rest of your city council surprised? We weren't the only one, obviously.
There were others, yes.
There were others. Okay, and then with the REU does need to move someplace.
No, they don't.
They don't need to move.
No. They're at City Hall. They pay $285,000 to the general fund.
But the police don't have enough room in their new building.
The police need a new facility, absolutely. But you don't kick out the Reading Electric Utility from City Hall to make room for your police department.
But there's not enough room in the new police facility for everybody. Is that correct?
That is a problem. But you don't burden the ratepayers with that problem. That's the fundamental issue. And that's what they've chosen to do because they've got a big reserve. When was that reserve known about? And they told the public that they needed to raise rates to keep the minimum reserves up, not to buy a building. We've got a problem somewhere back in time that staff is going to have to explain.
And we're
going to
take a break on that. Our guest, Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. We have people on the lines. Trish Clark and I are here just smiling, presenting a forum for everybody. We'll get to Henry in just a second right after these messages.
If you're in the game, then it strikes the world.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy.
We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Limbs Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. So Trish Clark is here with me, as she is every Thursday.
Good morning,
you are, Carl. You know what? You are always perky and just lively here.
So absolutely
you
need to, amazes you need to, me.
It's time for you to jump
morning.
Into this. But first of all, this portion of the show is brought to you by Holiday Harbor. Stay right here on Lake Shasta and enjoy every minute of it. We do. And you know what? What a great deal Steve and the people give to you out there on houseboats, ski boats, jet skis. They've got a package deal that's going to fit every budget. Give them a call. I'm serious. Give them a call, 238-2383, or check out lakeshasta.com so you can have it. I mean, the weather is still great, and you're going to get some great prices out there at Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Our guest for Trish and I is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones, and we've got somebody on the line, Henry. Good morning. Do you have a comment on REU?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. First thing I'd like to state is the fact that the city council is dealing with our money, and I want to stress our money. And they're buying the building they, by all indication, that they don't need. Now, if you think that they're not going to raise the rates and continually raise the rates to pay for this, then I got a piece of the Brooklyn Bridge I'd like to sell you.
Well, I think they've already said they're raising rates, and Barry Tippin, the head of REU, said that absolutely no increases on rates will be used to pay for the building because that's they're
getting it out.
Well, I can't say they lie a lot.
Well, I agree, Henry, but I think you're right.
Not only that, you know, I think the solution to this problem is we've got three city council members on there that have no concept of how a city should run or spending money. And I think that they should be up for recall. And I'd like to see that recall started.
Well, Henry, I'm gonna agree with you, that this is your money. This is your rate payers' money, and you are right. The Reading Electric Utility has a home, and they do not need this building. And this is a way, essentially, that staff has designed an ability for the police to be able to move into City Hall. And in essence, it's burdening the ratepayers with $11 million charge. And I think that's fundamentally wrong. I know you do as well. And I think that the bulk of the public as well see that this will, it's impossible that this will not affect your rates. And we have seen 7.84% year after year increase in our rates, and it's starting to become a serious problem for a lot of people. And we need, I mean, council, and you're right again, Henry, that council is the last stop before something happens with your money. And so we have to really scrutinize some of these decisions. And this is a big one. This is a big one that will go on for a long time. And it's the wrong decision.
If they need a new police facility, then why don't they just buy a new police facility or build a new police facility? You have lots of land to do it. Fact of the matter is you have the old City Hall facilities that could very well be utilized for that purpose.
Henry, they do need a new building, and I for several years, along with other council members, we looked at retrofit opportunities. And retrofit after retrofit was turned down, building after building that were good, solid buildings. In fact, two of them had a downtown presence that were quality buildings that would have worked and could have been upgraded to the essential service standards that are required. And staff and Mr. Melberg continually turned them down. And building after building, they wanted a new building. They didn't want anything else. They wanted a new building next to City Hall. And this is the only way that they could contemplate a path forward to do that. Unfortunately, it involved the Reading Electric Utilities the utility and the rate payers, and it's a wrong decision.
Well, I think it's an entirely wrong decision, Pat, and I applaud you for sticking up for the right thing to do.
Okay, Henry. Hey, Henry, thanks so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
You know, it occurs to me, Pat, that it's difficult for the public to get their arms around the different funds that you deal with. It's difficult for them to understand that general fund money pays for most of the things they want, and the way that the city council is doing this is you're absolutely right. They're enabling the police department to move forward by using ratepayer money. It's all the same people, and it comes out of their pocket. Right. But it clouds the issue tremendously when you don't distinguish between the two.
Well, and you're absolutely right. And, you know, when you take a look back in time not too long ago, when you take a look at big league dreams in the soccer fields, those are the things that come out of your general fund. There's where your police facility would have come from. But this council and previous councils, really previous councils for the most part.
All those were back in what, the early... late 90s and early 2000?
2002, 3, 4, 5, 6. So not that far, not that long ago, Carl. But there was a big push for beautification over infrastructure. And that's where your police facility lies. It's out there. But we have debt service on that. That then puts a huge burden on the general fund. And then, of course, the global recession comes. Now you're in trouble.
Okay, but all right, here we are. Those decisions are behind us. They were made by other councils. It's done. You can't tear down Big League Dreams.
Right.
You can't go back and undo.
So here's,
you can't unring the bell.
And when we come
where
back,
do we go from here?
And so when we come back from a break, I will lay out a plan as to how we get there without burdening the ratepayers.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Hey, I can't wait to hear this one. This is our guest, is Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones. We got to take a quick break. We come back, Kay. We bring you on. Kay's been waiting to ask a question to, I'm sure, the city councilman, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Often people say, once it's wrecked, it's never the same. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Is this true? Well, it depends on who repairs your vehicle. Some examples of our repairs that made vehicles better than new are a brand new 4x4 truck that pulled hard to the side. The dealer could do nothing because the frame did not match factory blueprints. A new sports car with steering pull. The dealer changed the alignment, then the tires, and then the tires and wheels. Nothing helped because the unibody was manufactured out of spec. A new pickup that sagged on one side. The dealer changed the springs, but that didn't change anything because the frame had a twist. A new luxury sedan with a 2-foot crack in the paint on the hood because the paint was too brittle. As you can see, we made these vehicles better than new. Imagine what our collision repair specialists can do for your car. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight, so Trish Clark is always with me on Thursday. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, quality that is just so good. Anything you can think of, repairs, installations, or just maintenance. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Our guest reading City Councilman Patrick Jones, and we've got Kay on the phone. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
You have something for Patrick?
Yes. Why hasn't the health department condemned the current police department? If they did, it probably would trigger some funds from someplace, because negativity seems to work very well with government. Well, I'll take my answer off the air.
All right, thank you.
There's no question that we need a new police facility. It is old and is getting tired. I don't think it's completely to the point where it's unworkable, but we do need to replace it.
Well, I tell you what, it's very, very bad. I mean, it's very bad, Patrick, and we do need a new one. The position we're in because of mismanagement by the city council and the staff is really quite extraordinary to me that we're building a police station that's not big enough and moving another group of people out to build another building when we don't have to do this.
Carl, the building that we're in right at this second is older than the police facility, and so.
But it's better maintained.
It is better maintained.
And you know why? Hey, privately owned.
Yeah, it could be. But it is true. There is no question that we need a new police facility.
And so you were going to tell us how. Yeah.
And so here's how we do it.
Yeah, tell us. We got four
minutes. So first, leave the utility in City Hall. You're up $285,000 if you do that. Don't go spend $11 million out of the electric utility fund. In fact, give a 8% return back to the ratepayers and reduce those rates. Now, moving forward, because you've now have that $285,000 still in the general fund, right at this second, let's lease a building for $285,000 a year or less and house the police department temporarily in a new facility leased that would be better working conditions. And then we can create a long-term plan to take a look at possibility of a retrofit of an existing building or a plan as the economy improves down the road to be able to build a new facility. New facilities next to City Hall is roughly in the neighborhood of a $25 million expenditure. It's not cheap. In order to do that, that's a complete general fund. We would need to take a loan out for that, and we would need to have the appropriate amount of money in the general fund to do that. And right now, it's not. But we can get the police out of the facility by leasing a current facility that's available today. Now, a current facility would not have essential service upgrades. It's still legal to do so as long as it's a temporary situation. And that's what was contemplated. And I agreed with that to do that. Unfortunately, this was a different direction that staff took. And it's a wrong direction because it burdens the wrong people with a wrong debt. It's constantly, every problem comes back to hey, that utility fund is awfully big. Let's go zap to it. But it also brings to another point, Carl, is that you've got to be honest with the ratepayers. And if you're saying that you're raising the rates for the reserve to keep up over the minimum standards, but yet you're using it for something else, I think we have a fundamental problem there that's going to need to be answered fairly soon. I think the ratepayers deserve that, and I'm not sure that they were being treated honestly here in this case. We can deal with the police department, and I think the correct way to do it is take the $285,000 that we're still getting today from RU and put that towards leasing a facility within town and send out an RFP that's a real RFP this time. That is a temporary solution, and it does not burden the ratepayers with a heavy burden.
Okay. Reading City Councilman Patrick Jones with his idea on how to fix this without about putting out for $10 million. There's still a lot of, you know, we had somebody walk in and say, well, look, here is the, here's the funding. Here's all this money. And, you know, this is counted. This isn't counted. The way they're counting the money. The whole thing is so Byzantine, it is unbelievable.
So the $9 million to $11 million that we're expending on this building is there in paper, but it doesn't seem to be any real reality that, in fact, that cash exists.
Correct, and we'll look into that more. Thank you, Carl, for having me on again.
It's just, you know, I'm just trying to get this thing out to the public. We'll be right back. Judy Maxwell, we're going to be talking health insurance and Obamacare. Is it as bad as we think? Yes.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Syria.
Throwing a match into that tinderbox and then walking away is utterly irresponsible.
House Republican Tom McClintock, some Democrats are against it too. The White House will brief some lawmakers later today as President Obama considers military action. Another destroyer and aircraft carrier are going to the Persian Gulf. Britain's Prime Minister also making his case. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen live in London.
Dave, Britain says no decision on military action will be taken until UN inspectors have finished examining the site of last week's alleged chemical attack in Syria. But the British Parliament is debating the issue right now. Prime Minister David Cameron saying it may be time to hit Syria's President Assad with force.
To me, the biggest danger of escalation is if the world community, not just Britain, but America and others, stand back and do nothing. Because I think Assad will draw very clear conclusions from that.
The opposition here say any decision on Syria shouldn't be rushed, Dave.
Simon, the economy grew more in the second quarter than first reported. GDP growth revised higher to 2.5%. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 77 points. Republicans in Congress still want to scrap Obamacare. But a key union leader says the administration is willing to make changes. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
AFL-CIO boss Richard Trumka calls the Affordable Care Act a major step in the right direction, but
it still needs to be tweaked to make it more effective and to bring health care to more people rather than less people.
Unions have been critical of the Obama administration for not working on suggested fixes, though now Trumka says the White House has been helpful and is working to solve problems. Still, Trumka says the major mistake of Obamacare was scrapping plans for a single-payer public option. Dave.
Jared, a six-year-old girl's dead in Arizona, killed when her eight-year-old brother took them on a joyride in mom's car last night, crashing into a pole. Phoenix police said their frantic mother found their beds empty and feared they were kidnapped. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Wade is fishing on a lake and just realized his car insurance bill is due. Should he A, water ski behind a pair of rainbow trout to the nearest post office, or B, pay his bill from Geico's mobile app? The correct answer is B. Paying your bill on Geico's mobile app takes only seconds. A pair of rainbow trout couldn't tow a full-grown man for more than a couple yards. The Geico mobile app is fast, free, and easier to navigate than a couple of fish.
Geico. Wherever, whenever. Just a click away with our free mobile app.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, has created an event you have to see to believe. Now through Labor Day, it's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sell-Off at PerformanceBike.com. One-time special buys, inventory blowouts, end-of-season closeouts, find savings of 40, 50, up to 60% off. Plus, category after category of top-name gear reduced for this online event. And all bikes on sale, many at the lowest prices of the summer. It's Performance Bicycle's Super Summer Sell-Off at PerformanceBike.com. Now through Labor Day.
There will be protests outside a Montana courthouse today demanding a judge resign over how he handled a rape case. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
District Judge G. Todd Baum admits he made a mistake.
I owe all our fellow citizens an apology.
For comments that he made during the sentencing of a former teacher to 31 days in jail for the rape of a 14-year-old girl, the judge said the victim was older than her chronicle age and in as much control of the situation as the teacher. The girl later committed suicide. Judge Boss says he won't step down and that he also plans to add additional materials to the court file to better help explain the sentence, Dave.
Jeff, a teenager in Connecticut, killed himself this week. Right after the first day of school on Tuesday, and police are investigating claims the boy was bullied.
I was just shocked. I just couldn't have seen it coming.
He used to tutor 15-year-old Bart Palash, who shot himself in his family's Greenwich home. Investigators are going through social media postings said to show a troubled teen. If you need help falling asleep, You've probably found that counting sheep doesn't do it.
According to a government study, nearly 9 million adults are popping prescription pills to get enough shut-eye, and most of them are white, female, and 50 years of age or older. In addition, experts believe millions more are trying over-the-counter options. The findings, based on interviews with about 17,000 adults between 2005 and 2010 by the Centers for Disease Control. For adults, the recommended amount of sleep is 7 to 9 hours, and previous research shows at least a third of adults get less than that. Pam Pusso, Fox News Radio.
Fast food workers at dozens of cities across the country are going to go on strike today. They want more than the minimum wage, $15 an hour. The restaurants say these are union-led protests. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. So, as every Thursday, Trish Clark is my co-host.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 8:06 in the morning on the 29th of August. My goodness. What's the weather today?
Well, it's 68 degrees as we speak here in the downtown studios. Mostly sunny today with a high near 91. Clear with a low around 65 tonight. It'll be great through the weekend. On Friday, we're looking at a high of 95. Saturday, a high of 95. And on Sunday, we're only looking at 93. So great weekend with lows in the 40s to 50s every night. And
wow,
looking good. A couple of nights, it's going to get down there a little bit. So,
sure is.
As I say, current weather right now is 68. And it's brought to us by Anselmo Vineyards, as usually. And tonight is pizza night on the hill. Be sure and call and make a reservation because they sell out of those pizzas.
Right away. That's right. Okay. Well, let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman, with our Market Minute. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Trish. Positive news about the economy has given stocks a boost this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 79 points at 14,904. The S&P 500 is positive 9 points at 1644. And the NASDAQ Composite is up 36 points at 3630. A few actively traded stocks, Coca-Cola down a dime at 38 and a quarter. ExxonMobil off 81 cents, trading at $88.03. Citigroup positive 45 cents at 48.76. Local bank stocks of interest, Trico Bank shares up 33 cents at 21.44. North Valley Bank off 14 cents at 18.18. Bank of Commerce up 8 cents at $5.39. For commodities, gold is down $13 an ounce at 1,406. Silver off 59 cents at 23. Crude oil down 84 cents, trading at $109 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. They know what's going on at Wall Street. Head on down, visit them in either Park Marina Drive offices or give them a call at 243-7561. That's 243-7561. Good people down there. And speaking of good things, you know, I've been talking about Sleep Number over the last, gosh, couple months, Linda and I have. But I can't, you know, when we talk about it, it's because we enjoy it. And it's always, you know, when you're here on Thursdays, you know, I was just kind of the first time I was amazed to find out that you've had Sleep Number for, what, 20 years?
Yes, I have. And you know, it's interesting. I was just on vacation. I love to go on vacation. Boy, last night, first night home on my Sleep Number bed makes all the difference in the world. I don't toss and turn. Got it at about 45 last night, sunk down into my bed. It was so comfortable, and I didn't even move all night. Woke up early and slept better than I have in 2 weeks. So can't say enough about Sleep Number.
Well, you know, my number is 40, and which is I've gone from 35 up to 40. Eh? You know, I'm just kind of getting tougher every week, but it does. You sleep better. And the thing I notice is that when Elk Killer gets up in the middle of the night to bark at something because it's, you know, she is out there to protect and defend. I go right back to sleep, where before other times, a lot of times you just lay there for a couple of hours. The best, you know, the other thing too about the Sleep Number that I like, made in America. What can I say? And right now, you can have a mattress, just like Trish and I, because they're having their biggest sale of the year. Every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses are now starting at just $5.99. And for 1 week only, this week, save an incredible 50% on a Labor Day limited edition memory foam mattress set. It ends on Labor Day. So head on down to our Sleep Number store. It's in the Target Shopping Center down there next to the Vitamin Shop. And they will give you a great deal. They will show you what your Sleep Number is. And they are professional and friendly people there. They know what they're doing. We like our Sleep Number. And we would like to have other people enjoy the type of sleep we do. We spend a lot of time in bed. So, Sleep Number.
Now we're getting personal.
Hey, you know what?
Both sides are adjustable. You always have to remember that.
That's true.
Unlike other beds, you can be comfortable and your mate can be comfortable in a different number.
This is a time when you and your loved one can disagree. You can just even disagree. I don't say to Linda, you need to be a 35. No, because she can be any number she wants. Just like I can. And then we can kind of like roll up next to each other and go, oh, you know, and I think my number's better. Anyway, Sleep Number. Before we take a break, I want to talk a little bit more about, just a quick statement on you're having this,
the Frontier Senior Center dinner dance on September 14th.
I have to ask this question. It's been in the news lately. Is there going to be any twerking going on down there?
We're going to be doing real dancing. The Rough Cuts Band, we're going to do real dances. We're going to do the jitterbug and the waltz and the foxtrot, a little tango and some good stuff.
And Judy Maxwell is joining us. We're going to be talking with her after the break. But Judy's coming too.
Oh, absolutely. I just bought my tickets and, well, I'll be there wiggling and twisting.
No twerking.
No twerking.
Thanks for the visual.
So Judy Maxwell wiggling and what was the other thing?
Twisting.
Wiggling and twisting. The price of the tickets just went up $5. So, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Trish Clark, our guest Judy Maxwell. When we come back, we'll be a little more serious. We're going to be talking about health insurance and Obamacare. Things just got serious. We'll be right back.
Here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand, Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event, Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and DeBott, of course, Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight. Trish Clark is here with me. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, our friends down there. Not only do they have an in-store deli, but just great food. Outstanding food. They have the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Reading. They are the North State's nutrition experts at Orchard Nutrition. Located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, right in the back of it, on 221 Locust Street. Or give them a call, 244-9141, 244-9141, and see what they have down there. You know, natural foods, fresh foods, organic foods. Almost everything that you can imagine that you would like to have for natural foods and supplements. Orchard Nutrition. Judy Maxwell is our guest.
Good morning.
And besides being a friend, and I'm happy to call Judy Maxwell a friend. She is really one of those people that, you know, with her insurance company, has done great studies in this, has been going to school, like, you know, and
forever.
Taking all these classes.
Forever.
But Obamacare is going to have an impact on people. And as we were just talking during the break, a lot of people don't realize exactly what's going on here.
They really, really don't. And for the most part, the train has left the station. I mean, it is going to happen. And especially in California, where I can give you $1.5 billion reasons One Covered California, which is the exchange called in California, is going to take a place, and it's going to start enrollment for individuals and families October the 1st. The plans do not take effect till January 1st, 2014. There is a lot of confusion out there because you have federal laws and state laws and how those all come together. The federal law has put an extension, has postponed the enrollment for penalties and enactment on the large employers being, you know, over 51. But as far as the individual mandate, that is taken into place. The small employers, they do not have a penalty or anything like that, whether they offer group insurance or not. But all employers do have to send a notice by September 30th to all of their employees is if they offer coverage and is it affordable. And so that's kind of a key, what is affordable. And so there is a formula out there that, you know, the employers, which they take the gross wages of or the hourly wage of an employee, and then they multiply it by 9.5%. And so say an employer is a $10 an hour employee, and which is based on full time. So this is for full time employees, and that's 2,000 hours. And so that would come out equivalent of 9.5%, but come up to 1,900. And then you take that number and divide that by 12. So that's $158. So if employees' health insurance premium is $300 and the employer pays 50%, well, then that means, okay, that's $150. So that is affordable. Okay, so his portion is affordable. See, it's very complicated. Now, you take that same employee, and if he's a $9 hour employee, and you do the math, and that comes out to $142, and that premium's $150, then it's not affordable. And therefore, he would be eligible to go into the exchange and possibly qualify for a federal subsidy. So how, so it, the math gets very, very complicated. There are a lot of, you know.
So an employer says, well, if he makes this much money or he works this many hours, I'm going to have to pay this much money. If he makes less, he can just go to the exchange.
And if he makes less and he's full time, cause which is now right. Full time is 30 hours or more. So a lot of people think it's 40, but no, it's 30 hours or more. And so if they make, so if it's not 9.5, if his coverage is greater than 9.5% of his hourly or gross wage, then he would be eligible going to the exchange. Now let's take a step back and say, okay, it is affordable. But the employer, you know, he offers coverage to the dependents, but he doesn't pay for it, which is totally okay by law. But because the employee's coverage is affordable, the dependents, they do not qualify for a subsidy going into the exchange because they have group coverage that's offered to them.
Even though you can figure the numbers, and no way is that going to be able, so, they can't afford to pay for it to put it, the dependents on. It,
they won't be able to qualify for an for a subsidy.
So we have a whole block of dependents out there who are not going to have any kind of insurance and not be eligible for the pool.
They'll be they're eligible. Now they can pay for, they can go on the exchange and pay for it themselves. So this is where they would have a choice. They can either get on the employer's plan as a dependent, or they can go into the exchange, but they just won't go for qualify for a subsidy. So that's, you know,
This is why
we're pulling our hairs out, you know, because.
But the employer's rate is based on covering, let's say, 150 employees. If you take this not affordable group out of that plan, he's no longer covering. That's going to change his rates too.
That gets even more complicated, especially when you're talking about large or small group employers, because, and there's a lot of little formulas you almost, you know, have to, you know, I mean, even on the meetings and stuff we've gone to, we got all these CPAs, we're all still trying to figure it out. And it's really funny because, you know, I called Covered California, had a question the other day, and I said, okay, so what about this? And so the lady says, oh, well, she gave me the answer. I kid you not. 15 minutes later, she can't call me back. She says, you know, forget what I told you. We just haven't really figured that one out yet.
Wow.
I swear to you.
We got to take a break here. But what I'm really, Judy, you're doing exactly what I thought was going to happen. Judy Maxwell is not a slow person. Judy Maxwell is an expert at what she does. She's been going to these classes so that she can get her arms around this, because this is some things you need to offer to be able to help people with. And we're getting the answer we're getting is they haven't even figured it out yet, and we're getting ready to launch it in literally a month and 3 days.
That's exactly right.
Obamacare coming to your neighborhood very soon. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grillabites restaurant. Grillabites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656 or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck? He asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 Carl Bart and Chris Clark. Thursday, 68 degrees out there today, and it's going to low 90s. It's going to be a great day. Our guest is Judy Maxwell, and Judy Maxwell is insurance expert, taking classes on Obamacare here because, trust me, my friends, you're going to need help out there. You know, you are going to need help. And we just talked about the labyrinth of ways of, you know, how they're figuring out how to pay it. But the government is going to put out all these people out there on the street. And they call them what? Facilitators?
Assisters or navigators. Assisters, right. You'll hear those terms.
And these people are going to help you get, you know, quote, help Americans get health insurance. There's some drawbacks to this, isn't there?
There certainly is. And so, cause we have 5.3 million uninsured, people in California alone. And so, I mean, which is huge. And so they are hiring all these assisters and navigators. But I cannot emphasize enough to go through a licensed agent where we've been fingerprinted, background checked, bonded, you know, licensed E&O insurance, all that. We have to do a 12-hour training to get certified for this exchange alone. But when you're out there giving private information, and it has to be social security numbers, income, all these things you have to do, you know, they don't check, they don't do background checks on the assisters. They're not doing that. That's why it's so important. We've got some great agents here in town, and I swear you just need to go and talk to them. And
don't call the 800 number because you're going to get somebody who you don't even know where they're at. They're not local. They're not bonded. They're going to take personal private information. We have an option. Call the local licensed people in your community and get that information.
Absolutely. And also the assisters, they can't recommend. They'll just sign, you know, you'll just, but the key is knowing the plans. We can make recommendations as agents, but also you get into the devil's in the details and you get into the networks. And a lot of the plans, particularly Blue Shield, for instance, they are changing their network of doctors to get to go to in up here in Shasta County. And it's going to be really, really viable that if you have currently a plan, make sure you check with your agent. Is it called a grandfather plan? And that is vitally important with a network, because with the network, if you have a grandfather plan, then you will be able to keep that network, which means you will be able to go to doctors outside of the area in your PPO network. Blue Shield individual is going to an exclusive provider organization, which we will only be able to go exclusively to doctors in this area. You will not be able to go out of the area and have out of network coverage, and you will not have a blue card, which means you will not be able to go from state to state in the blue network. And another big, huge thing is UC Davis and all the UC hospitals are no longer taking Blue Shield. It's going to be exclusively Anthem.
Can I say just one thing here? Can I quote my president? You will be able to keep the insurance plan that you have now
if you're already covered, you don't need to worry.
That's right. And the second one, which is even better from one of our California representatives, we had to pass the bill to find out what was in it. My friends, both of those, one was absolutely true, except we still don't know what's in it, and two, the second one was an absolute lie, because they have since changed that to say you may be able to keep it. But it sounds like that people are going to have drastic changes in how they're being covered. Now, they've got to find it now, too.
Well, right? This is the change that he was talking about. Don't you remember?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. How's that change working out for you?
Well, yeah, I guess, you know what? I guess that wasn't a lie, you know. So, but, you know, we got like a minute left here before we go on close. When we go on to the other side, one of the things though that, Judy has said, it is just, please take this, because you're going to have to do something. You have to sign up for this. Otherwise, the government will then turn the IRS loose on you. I mean, if you don't sign up for these healthcare plans, is one, do business with a bonded person that at least you have some recall to go back and talk to them about it. And two is that find out if you've been grandfathered in, because if you haven't, your whole life is going to change health wise.
Absolutely. And keep in mind that grandfather status, that was prior, you know, as the law was prior to the law being changed. So. Yeah. There's some loopholes in there that you got to figure out.
Well, when we come back, Judy's going to talk some more about insurance and Obamacare. We'll be right back after the news.
All that change.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. The White House still considering a response to Syria's use of chemical weapons. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says any military action will be a joint effort.
The United States is consulting with all of our allies. International community.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon still wants to give peace a chance.
I've been working with the leaders of the world how we can keep peace and facilitate dialogue.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says there should be no military action without the UN Security Council's okay. Ford bringing some production back to the U.S.
Ford President Joe Hinrichs tells Fox News Radio their plant in Mexico couldn't pump out the vehicles fast enough.
We brought in 1,400 new employees here at Black Rock, Michigan.
Ford Fusion sales are up 13% this year, but fell in July because of supply issues.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper. Jobless claims fell last week, remaining near a five-year low. Fox News, we report, you decide.
If you're looking for a new home,
there's more.
North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
We will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period.
Ha, 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 ha. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Our guest is Judy Maxwell, and we're talking about insurance and the new programs under Obamacare. Was it a lie, what he just said?
Well, he didn't say anything what it's going to cost, though.
Oh, that's what it was. you want to drive a car, you can drive it, period. It'll cost you $10 a gallon, but you can drive it. Okay. All right, Judy. This is what you can probably, you know, if you may have a health plan you like with the doctors you like, and you could probably keep that, maybe, but you may end up paying out of pocket for it. This
Absolutely.
Is one of the things that could happen. And this is what we're trying to emphasize today, my friends. You know, and I'm getting all these chat rooms says, you know, they're paying for sex change operations and they won't take care of people with a heart defect, you know, this, all these things. I can't argue with that, you know, Angel and Joe and guest. I can't argue with those things because it's true. What we're trying to get out, and this is not just we're going to do this a couple of times, is Obamacare is coming. It's going to impact on almost everybody. I can say it doesn't impact on me because I come under a different system. I come through under the VA system.
You're under the VA system and Medicare. We're talking about is mainly individuals and small groups.
At this point, and
families and everything. So, okay, we just heard is that it's, you know, if you want to keep it, you can keep it. But what we were talking about is that's not necessarily true. And this is why you need to talk to somebody.
Absolutely. Because those grandfather plans, they are vitally important that you do get some consultation with your agent because there are some benefits and you need to consider them, especially if you've had a health condition and you have been going, out of the area. And so your PPO network would continue all through California and you would still have the blue card privileges, which those are huge. I will say that all the UC hospitals, including UC Davis, they will no longer be taking Blue Shield as of January. That's going to be exclusively Anthem Blue Cross. All the Sutter hospitals will be taking exclusively Blue Shield. So they're making some huge changes.
So they're splitting the state then down the middle. Is that what we're saying?
Right?
They're splitting the state down the middle. You take these hospitals, we take these hospitals. Well, gosh, somebody's making out here.
Well, actually, you see, the big challenge that has been put on the insurance companies is that now, as far as with this individual mandate, they have to take everybody, regardless of any health conditions. So there's no more underwriting involved. So whether you have a heart condition, you have, cancer, anything, you can sign up for the exchange and you can have coverage effective day one on January 1st. So
no matter what it is, frankly, pre-existing conditions. That part I've always has bothered me because if you've got a job and you've had insurance for 15 years, you lose your job because it's a horrible economy. You go to another job that offers you insurance
because of,
and then you walk into some place and because your wife or you have a condition you've had for 10 years, you can't get insurance right away.
Well, there's actually,
there's
a little bit. There's a little bit of there. If you're going from group to group, okay, and then you had, and then that new group had a waiting period of so many days or whatever, you know, you wouldn't be effective, but you would be able to have COBRA or something and to fill in that gap until your other employer took on place. And with group insurance, there has not been any, pre-existing waiting period for that. And so.
Oh, okay. Well, then
but it's on,
I
the,
take
individual,
it back. On the individual.
On
okay.
the individual, right. That's the challenging part.
Okay.
It's been
all right.
very, very, underwriting has been just really difficult and challenging on the individual market. But now that's all going away. And so that part is a good thing, but that's why you're also seeing the insurance companies knowing they're going to have to take on all these other risks.
You know, when Clinton, decades ago, was trying to bring on health care.
Same bill.
That. Yeah, and what Bill Clinton said, honestly, was if you're young, you're going to pay more than you were before because you're going to pay more because as you get older, you kind of make up for it by paying for it when you're younger. That is not, you know, that never has come out really clear where somebody is making that statement saying, guess what, you young people who are now not either don't have health insurance or you're paying not very much at all, you're going to pay more.
Actually, that is the case because now the ratio, okay, so previously currently under plans right now, say a 60-year-old is paying about $600, you know, a month in a premium where, you know, a 20-year-old is paying like $100. Well, that ratio is 6-to-1. That ratio is going to be changing now to a 3-to-1. And this is part of the Obamacare. So you know they're not going to lower the 60-year-olds because that's got the claims and all that other stuff. So the younger people, that's going to be going up. So that way you have that 3-to-1 ratio. And so the younger people are going to be paying more.
Okay. Hey, I've got some questions here that I'll read them to you during the break. We'll take a quick break, and I'll read them to you so we can come back and address
okay.
them here. All right. Our guest is Judy Maxwell. We're talking Obamacare and health insurance. And if you think this is easy, you're wrong. I mean, we're talking experts that are going through here. They're taking 12-hour classes, and the questions they're asking the government, they're getting answers to. 15 minutes later, they're going to call back and say, no, forget everything I said after hello because we haven't figured that out yet. I mean, if they haven't figured it out yet, how are you going to figure it out without some professional assistance and not somebody at a call the 1-800 number? We'll be right back.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialist to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945, the North State's only comprehensive vein center, MD Imaging.
Wind River Resort and Casino is bringing you the Spasmatics live in the Event Center Friday, September 20th. Performing awesome sound, styles, and way cool dance steps from the 1980s, a decade we all love. Outstanding musicianship combined with creative flair and style makes for an evening of pure energy and entertainment. So Friday, September 20th, get flashy and be ready to party with the Spasmatics 80s style. Only $5 a ticket. Purchase at the River Club. Must be 21. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Come down to Wind River Casino and play your cards right on the third Thursday of the month from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. and join us for exciting fun as the 21 Pit turns up the volume and transforms into the ultimate party pit. Offering $1 select tables, drink specials, party pit pong, party wheel for free prizes, pimp cup giveaway, friendly dealers, and an exclusive DJ in the party pit. No one else in town offers this. For the party pit details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday,
have fun with us.
We talk about timely things,
more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 AM KCNR.
Summer is here, and nothing looks better than tan skin and white teeth. And if you want to have whiter teeth in 5 minutes, then try clinically proven Power Swabs. Power Swabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Call to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes, risk-free. 1-800-663-8974. That's 1-800-663-8974. 1-800-663-8974.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, good morning. Thursday, August the 29th. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. My friends there, DC and Tim and the Man in Black. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold, what can I say, a great place there. They do a lot for our community, the men down there at Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue. Stop by and see them. Say that you heard it here. Our guest is Judy Maxwell. Trish Clark, of course, here is with me. And Judy Maxwell, insurance expert, is with us here. And we're talking Obamacare and the impact it's going to have on you. So the question is, if you've been treated for a serious disease, cancer, it went into remission, but you didn't have any money really to do any follow-ups. Under this new plan, if you sign up for it, you can then walk into a doctor's office or a hospital, and they will now take care of it.
Absolutely. And let me just emphasize, open enrollment is going to be from October the 1st through December the 15th if you want a January 1st effective date. The open enrollment always goes all the way to March 31st of 2014. But if you're wanting a January 1st effective date, you need to sign up on or before December the 15th. Because when you do sign up, I do want to caution people, is when you do sign up, you have to pay your first month's premium for you to be locked in and effective for January the 1st. So that's one of the things that, you know, people have to understand. They're going to have to pay their premium. If they get a federal subsidy or do not get a subsidy, they still are going to have to pay that premium it gets locked in.
And so they will tell you that premium based on how much money you make?
It just depends.
And you don't have to prove how much money you make. They're just taking your word for it this year, right?
Absolutely. However, it will come back and they will do an audit and they will, you know, because it's all going to be done with your tax returns and all that. And any subsidy is not money you get. It's just a tax credit on your income tax. So what happens is say your premium, and I'll just throw out some numbers, say it's $800, and say you qualified for a $600 subsidy, and so then your premium cost is only $200. You're going to pay the $200 to the carrier. The $600 is going to come as a tax credit owned to your income taxes, you know, that year. But what happens is say you quit paying your $200 and it hasn't caught up with the carrier and all that, you're going to get back charged on your taxes.
So that $600, the government's going to put, so they're going to give you $600 a month. So $6,000, $7,200 for the year. They're going to put that into your account, or that's going
it's
to go.
It's a tax credit on your taxes.
On your taxes. What if you don't make that? I mean, what if you've got people that don't get that much back?
You know, that's an accounting question of how that's all going to work.
Well, and the issue.
So there's no money that changes.
No, there's no money.
Hands, but that $800 that carrier gets $600 from someplace.
Well, the carrier would get the $600 from the federal government.
Right. Okay.
They're getting the $600, and then they're getting $200 from you. But so what happens is so they're getting this money and then you stop paying the $200 and the $600 has stopped to them. And then so this is going to create a backlog. And so you're going to be in the one end up paying it. It's going to come out on your taxes.
So the bottom line is something we're just kind of skirting around the edges. But to clarify, all of your medical information and all of the funds and all that stuff that's going to that person that you're calling at the 800 number and giving them confidential information is not only going to them, it's going to the IRS so they can double check. So you got all these IRS agents that they're also hiring in great numbers throughout the United States because this whole plan kind of works with the IRS.
That's
so that. Not only is your personal information going to them, you better be sure it's accurate and it's protected by calling the local agent.
And that drives it. The IRS drives this.
That's the part. That's why they did have, that's one of the reasons why they had to do all this postponement. And so right now for signing up for 2014, it's just going on your honor system. So if you don't say what's correct, it's going to come back and bite you at some point, and then that's going to, not make you happy.
Well, here's something else too, is that this is what I understand. This is a little bit out of your expertise. Probably not because you know everything. Between you two, you know everything. I'm an employer, right? And now I need to know because of this Obamacare that I have to, because I've got 60 employees. I need to know how much money every one of them makes now. It's not just what I pay them.
No, that's incorrect.
Okay, I don't need to know it, but the government needs to know it then.
As far as an employer and figuring out if the coverage is affordable, quote, affordable for your employee, all he goes on is either gross wages or hourly wages, what he pays.
Not the entire amount of money.
The entire household. No, not at all.
All right, good. Because I thought that was really getting intrusive there, that I don't need to know how much money Bad Bob's wife makes. See, if there was something that said, if you're basing this on income, then I would say, well, this is how much I'm paying him. That's all I'm basing it on.
Now, that's as far as on the employer's end. But going into the individual and getting into the family plans, that's when the household income would come into play.
And that goes to who?
That would go
to you.
Yes.
That's why you're going to sign up
on the exchange. Yeah. Understand you're giving out personal information.
And if you give it out over the phone to somebody you don't know that was probably hired by Acorn, you could have a problem here. I shouldn't say that, should I?
Yes, you should. Yeah, people need to know that.
Because you don't know who they are.
You can guess pretty clearly with the background of this administration that this is not going to work to your benefit.
Well, they're going to be taking people. You know what? They're so far behind the eight ball right now, if I could say that, that's why they're putting things off. They're saying, oh, we're not going to do that. It's too hard to do. I mean, it's getting extraordinarily confused. So they're hiring people. Obviously, how much training are they going to have? So when you call in to ask them or you walk into down here to one of the storefronts that they've rented and you've got five people there that are temporary at best, I mean, and they're not even trained probably as well as the seasonal IRS people.
Right.
So why would you give all your information to them?
Now let's just jump tracks.
We can't jump tracks. We've got to jump into a break and then we can jump tracks.
Gotcha.
Be right back.
Do you know your enemy, Miss Moneypenny?
My enemy, James.
The specter of enemies lurking in your home. They're everywhere, hiding and crawling. You need the bond of protection from RSS.
You mean the Royal Secret Service?
No, Reading Spray Service at 221-3007. They've got the license to kill.
License to kill?
To protect your family from disease-carrying insects, call 221-3007.
The specter of enemies?
Fleas, ticks, cockroaches, spiders, barrier treatment for your home. RSS, Reading Spray Service, the bond of protection at 221-3007.
How do I get in touch with these special spraying agents?
You haven't been listening. It's 221-3007.
Got bugs? When I'm gone, call Reading Spray Service today. 221-3007.
And the chemicals?
Stirred, not shaken, of course.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon at 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is with, on the spot with Linda Bott tonight. Trish Clark is here.
I'm always glad to have Thursday. Confusing topic we've got this morning.
Well, you know what? We're talking to Judy Maxwell. We're talking about this. I keep using this word and I don't know how, I've run out of words. Byzantine is my best one, or a labyrinth, or a conundrum, or a, you know, a conundrum wrapped in a puzzle, you know, who knows what else about healthcare and signing up for it. But one of our chat pack has got the answer to it. Says, you know, we're worried about, you know, who we talk to, and says, don't worry about it. They're just going to outsource it to India anyway. So, you know, so when you give a call and there you go. Okay. Not only can they help you fix your TV or your iPad, they can help you with your healthcare.
Big effort back in the Congress about we can make all this go away. We can defund it. We've not funded it. Your reaction to that, Judy?
Well, I tell you what, the Supreme Court in June of 2012, they ruled that the individual, that the mandate, that they can tax. And so that they can tax you for health insurance. And believe me, in January 2014, you're going to see a lot of taxes start to hit. And in all the small group plans, there will be about 4% increase. So it's not from the carriers. It's from federal and state taxes that's going to be hitting. And even though in the exchange and the California was one of a few states who decided to do their own version and do their exchange for the marketplace. They have the funding of that $1.5 billion to support it for 2014. And so after that will be interesting, but a lot of it's going to be paid for by you and I through the taxes.
So even if Congress doesn't add any new funding beyond what's already been authorized, this puppy, the train has left the station.
The train has left the station. I mean, it is just that big, and it's just going to be hard to stop the train right now.
And you know what? This train has so many cars.
Yes.
And so many compartments within the cars that people have no idea. I mean, you, Catherine Sellius, who heads up the health, you know, the health care mm-hmm. thing, the amount of power this woman has now
phenomenal.
Is unbelievable. You think Department of Defense has power? Nothing compared what's coming out of Health and Human Services.
And recognize that she is accountable to no one.
To Obama.
They're
putting people on boards that, you know, and here's my biggest problem with this. It's like we have here in our state bureaucracies. You have people appointed by their friends in some cases or because of their political parties, and they are nameless and faceless. You don't even know who to go to. Your elected representative can't even touch them. And so when you start talking about this stuff, I mean, if you've got a complaint and you go to Judy, this is just not working. And her hands are tied. Your hands are tied because there's so many things to this that nobody could have their arms around this.
No one actually can. In fact, it's really funny because we, you know, In the morning, I seem like an expert, but then by the afternoon, I feel pretty brain dead that I don't know a thing because there's so many changes going on every second.
That's a good word, isn't it? Change?
Yeah.
Well, like you said, you get an answer from the experts. They call you back in 15 minutes and say, hey, forget everything I said because we haven't figured that out yet, and so you can't tell people this.
Oh, it is so, so true.
And you made a point during the break about the fact that there are no real figures available.
No. All the plans, that's what's – the plans and the rates – well, the plans are kind of out there, but the rates, they're not releasing those to the end of September. So even if you go onto the California website – you know, they're just giving you an average rate. They're not giving you the real rates because those aren't going to get released until the end of September.
Well,
and sign-up date October 1st.
Okay, well, obviously, we're going to do some more work with this in September. We're going to bring some other people in and talk about this, and hopefully, Judy, you'll come back and join
us
again. And that we can help people through this and at least try to show them is that, you know what, before you give out all your information to some faceless, nameless entity on an 800 number, you want to deal with people in our town that are responsible, are bonded, that you can trust. And then you can go back to and talk to the same person every time.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, tomorrow, thank you so much, Judy, for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes, Trish, always.
Always enjoy Thursday morning.
It has been so much fun being here with you guys.
Now,
thank y'all.
Don't forget about the wiggling and the twisting. But no twerking.
Frontier Senior Center, September 14th.
Hey, tomorrow, Damsels in Distress and Empire Recovery Center. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Members of Congress are getting briefed on the situation in Syria and a possible U.S. military response to the chemical weapons use there. Latest now from the Pentagon, Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
Well, echoing the President and the Secretary of State, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel in Brunei says it's all about teamwork.
If any action would be taken against Syria, it would be an international collaboration.
But the U.S. is still busy on its own. Two aircraft carriers are standing by in the Arabian Sea. A fifth destroyer is steaming east in the Mediterranean to relieve one of the four destroyers already there. And Secretary Hagel will be among the top administration officials briefing those top members of Congress tonight. Chris?
Rich Johnson at the White House, where the administration is going around Congress on gun control, announcing a couple of changes. Here's Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz.
Adding to 23 executive actions the president announced in January after the Sandy Hook massacre, the White House is posting two more.